It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent, and we start your state capitol report this morning with the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League. They cite 117 different credit unions across our state, employing more than 10,000 people and serving more than 3.5 million members. Disclosures show Wisconsin Credit Union League is one of Wisconsin's most active lobbying organizations with a list of legislative priorities. So are you a member of a credit union? And what do you want to know about their mission, their advocacy, and their effectiveness? Join us, 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234 with your questions, or you can email us ideas at WPR.org. President and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League, Brett Thompson, joins us this morning. Now, he joined the league back in 2001. Brett, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, your work with credit unions goes back almost 30 years now, though, doesn't it?
Actually, probably even a little longer. Prior to coming to the league in 2001, I also was in the private practice of law and represented a number of credit unions. So it is probably closer to maybe 35 years now.
So what is it, Brett, that draws you to that has kept you with credit unions for so long and now has you leading the Wisconsin Credit Union League?
You know, for me, it's really that unique mission of credit unions. You know, they're not-for-profit cooperative financial institutions that are owned by their members instead of shareholders. And in that role as a nonprofit, earnings then from the credit unions is returned directly to their members in the form of better rates, fewer fees, and improved services. That's borne out, or my real affinity to work with credit unions is borne out by the fact that in 2021, credit unions kept over $430 million in their members' pockets through those better loan rates, fewer fees, and member patronage. That's one side of it, Lee. The other side of it is also those unusual services that credit unions can offer that truly make them unique. And those are driven by what is the statutory definition of a credit union, which in part is to provide an opportunity for its members to improve their economic and social condition. That means credit unions do things like operate 100 in-school branches run by students to provide valuable financial education and a place to save for those students. That's just one small example. Other examples include small dollar loans of under $500 and special loan programs.
So, Brett, when it comes to developing the priorities of the Wisconsin League of Credit Unions, it sounds like that would be, as you mentioned, part of the cooperative institution's work. That would be the members' priorities that become the Credit Union League's priorities?
Yes, that's exactly it. Because credit unions focus on serving their members and not shareholders, essentially what we're doing is we are the voice of those members when it comes to legislative priorities.
So what are some of those top priorities that you see, Brett Thompson, from the Wisconsin Credit Union League?
Yeah, I think I'll mention two kind of broader policy issues that we're dedicated to tackling. One is elder financial abuse. Mm-hmm. In broad terms, in the last session, there was a bill that allowed financial institutions the opportunity to take some action to prevent the financial abuse. That included delaying transactions, offering time to investigate, prove to a member who was involved that it is potentially fraudulent, the transaction they want to go through with, and then to also involve potentially trusted individuals who know that particular member. This is appealing to us as credit unions because, and in addition, I should say also to banks, because they're on the front lines, capable of helping to prevent abuse like this, as well as knowing their customer or knowing their member. It's a particular interest to credit unions because they exist, as you mentioned, to serve their members, and the bill allowed for some thoughtful intervention that in some cases might prevent a member from being involved in fraud. So one area that our members are very interested in us engaging in and that we would plan to engage in this next legislative session, to the extent that the bill I mentioned comes back again, and we expect it to. The other area is in the area of payday lending. Based on a survey we did in 2021, 97% of Wisconsin's credit unions refinanced payday loan debt obtained elsewhere. Mm. So that is telling to us in the sense that it is our members who need our assistance directly in many cases as it relates to a payday loan. The payday loan industry in Wisconsin has not been subject to a cap on the interest rates they can charge, like is true in most other states. So the bill in question from the last session that we would certainly support limited the interest rate that a payday loan licensee could charge before its maturity date to 36% interest. Hardly a small interest rate, but in comparison to what they're charging today, which often can be in the hundreds of percent, it's a step in the right direction.
We're talking about the priorities for the Wisconsin League of Credit Unions this morning, and there are more than 100 credit unions in Wisconsin with more than 3.5 million members. Our guest, Brett Thompson, is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League. And if you have a question about your credit union or the role they play and the work they do to establish their priorities in Wisconsin, 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation, 1-800-642-1234. So in your time with the credit unions, when you look at the priorities that the members have presented to the credit League of Credit Unions, what do you see as some of the successes and what do you see as some of the priorities that perhaps you would have liked to have seen furthered but did not get far enough in Wisconsin state government?
Yeah. So certainly the two I mentioned are coming back after not having passed in the past. So payday lending as well as the elder financial abuse. And so we're gonna keep at those two to make sure we can take that across the finish line. In some cases, we haven't always been successful in our efforts to keep the laws that are applicable to credit unions current. And what I mean by current, Wisconsin has one of the oldest credit union statutes in the country. In fact, the first credit union in Wisconsin was formed almost 100 years ago now, well before a credit union could be formed under federal law. That legislation didn't pass until 1934. So it is imperative, given how long credit unions have been in existence in Wisconsin, how important they are to people's financial success and to the Wisconsin economy, that from time to time, we update our statutes to reflect the current day, the current events, the current issues that credit unions are facing. Generally, we've been successful in getting that done in the past. We look forward, though, going forward to reintroducing or dealing with issues that were not passed during the last legislative session that we think are really important to keep credit unions engaged in solving their members' financial problems.
Brett Thompson, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League. In addition to his role at the League, he also serves as the board chair of the Credit Union House in D.C. and serves on the boards of the National Credit Union Foundation. If you have a question about the credit unions in your community, join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Our conversation with Brett Thompson continues. You're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. This is your State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and who in Wisconsin is advocating for financial literacy? Who's pushing for protections against elder abuse and payday loans? Plus, how do you systematically go about accomplishing those goals in Wisconsin? Our guest is here to answer that. Brett Thompson's a president and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League, and we invite you into our conversation this morning at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. We're Mike and Franklin standing by. Mike, good morning. You're on the air with Brett Thompson.
Good morning. I just wanted to share some information. I became aware of a federal credit union that has a couple of offices in the Milwaukee area. It's called Self Help. And one of the things that I value about it, and I've taken some of my own dollars and moved them over to Self Help, is that besides doing things for communities, they have an office on the north side of Milwaukee, an office on the south side, to provide services to communities that are likely underserved from a banking standpoint. They also provide a lot of information for financial literacy. I put my money there because I know now the money is going to be going into communities that could really use some help in getting dollars available for auto loans and mortgage loans. And these offices are also in places where they're going to have people serving the community that look like them. English language is a problem on the south side for a number of individuals, so that they have individuals there that will then communicate to people in Spanish so they can feel more comfortable doing their banking in places where maybe that was not something that was very welcomed in their community.
Mike, it sounds like you feel good about where your money's at.
Oh, I absolutely do. And I like to invest in the community, and I saw an opportunity there to do that. I have a history with credit unions myself in the way that they do a really good job of providing services.
Yeah.
That maybe I didn't necessarily get a really good response from the regular bank.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for the call. And Brett Thompson, what you hear there is I think goes to the heart of the mission that unique mission that you've talked about that credit unions have. But can you explain the difference between a federal credit union and state credit union?
Absolutely. So a federal credit union and a state credit union have many of the same regulatory restrictions, because as to state credit unions, and in Wisconsin, 97% of all of the credit unions in Wisconsin are state chartered. But as state chartered institutions that are federally insured, they also have to follow the federal regulations that a federal credit union must follow. So in simple terms, a state chartered credit union is actually chartered here in Wisconsin under Wisconsin law. A federal credit union is chartered under federal law. Lee, could I just take a moment and kind of expand what Mike was saying in terms of unique services?
Yeah, you bet.
It's a great example. Self-Help is an organization that does a wonderful job in its work that goes on throughout the country. There are other great examples of that kind of service that is aimed at helping those who are underserved. One example of that is credit unions who have developed a special loan program that assists domestic violence victims get back on their feet as they start that next chapter in their life. There are also credit unions that, you know, have had members who are impacted by recent storms that have hit the state of Wisconsin. And some of those credit unions offer to their members 0% loan programs to get them back on their feet after suffering property damage. Still yet another example of that would be credit unions that are working with the incarcerated who are about to be released, who have done their time, and they've developed special educational programs that prepare those who are incarcerated for life after being incarcerated, and to make sure they get off to a good start.
Brett Thompson, President and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League, taking your questions and comments this morning at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Where we go now to Colleen, who calls us from the Oakdale Credit Union this morning. Good morning, Colleen. You're on the air with Brett Thompson.
Good morning. Hello, Brett.
Good morning, Colleen.
I wanted to share, just to thank the League for the work that they're doing on elder abuse, and maybe give a testimonial and a suggestion for the listeners. we do see this very often, more than people can imagine. So my suggestion is, yes, keep up the good work legislative-wise, legislators on elder abuse, to allow credit unions to step in where needed. But also maybe a suggestion to watch your parents and get some help from family members. And that's what the legislative efforts allow us to do, is to reach out to some family members when we see things that maybe their parents or grandparents aren't seeing that they should.
So this legislation, at least as you see it, Colleen, would give you some agency on behalf of your members, especially the older ones?
Yes.
And elder abuse is something that you say that you have come across in your work before, and this legislation would help you in your work?
You know, I can tell you we're having an employee meeting tonight with some special training, because we're seeing it very, very often.
Wow. Colleen, I thank you for that heads up and that alert to all of us. Brett Thompson, there is another angle to this, however, and that is the American Bankers Association, who says credit unions take billions of dollars a year in taxes, buying up small community banks and moving them into a not-for-profit status. There has been some question about the not-for-profit status for credit unions, but how do you see it with your longtime work with the credit unions and your leadership with the Credit Union League?
Appreciate that question. It just first, it kind of has two components. One, the American Bankers Association comments regarding credit unions buying up small banks. The blunt reality is, although that happens, less than 1% of all the bank assets sold since 2012, and that may be a little bit higher, but it isn't much higher, have been purchased by credit unions. So it really isn't a problem in the sense of, in reality, credit unions buying up banks. I also would remind our banking friends that it's banks who have made the decision to sell to credit unions. But apart from that, the other part of that question dealt with credit unions' tax exemption. And, that exemption is based on the fact that as a not-for-profit financial cooperative owned by members, shares its earnings with its members in the form of better rates, fewer fees, and improved services, credit unions have received their tax exemption. That tax exemption turns out to be an excellent deal for Wisconsin citizens and those who are members of credit unions. I mentioned earlier that in 2021 alone, credit unions kept over $430 million in their members' pockets because of those better loan rates, fewer fees, and member patronage. The flip side to that is the American Bankers Association, the Wisconsin Bankers Association, often talks about taxing credit unions because it's an unfair advantage. The reality is that the tax that would be accumulated by a taxing credit unions is far smaller than the actual benefit that accrues to the public. The benefit, that $430 million, is something like 11 times what would be collected if credit unions were taxed. The Bankers Association also likes to talk about this in terms of the credit unions being taxed. The blunt reality is, if you tax a credit union, you're taxing its member owners. So it's another way of increasing the tax burden on individuals in the state of Wisconsin. That just doesn't make sense given the amount of benefit that accrues to our members.
Brett Thompson, where do you see the Wisconsin Credit Union League going in the future? And what's on the agenda next as we look past? And I appreciate the call about from Colleen about elder financial abuse and what they're doing tonight and meeting about it as a team, training with it. The call for curbing some of the interest, at least finding a cap for the interest rate in payday lending. What's next for the agenda of the league?
I think what's next on our agenda, which is kind of consistently always on our agenda, is the continuing updating and improving of our existing state laws, our existing state regulations, to make sure they still make sense in an ever-changing economic environment, as well as many of the things. I mean, the last 2 to 3 years with our pandemic and so forth are a great example of how anybody operating in that environment needs to have flexibility so that they can serve their members and they can survive. Credit unions showed great resiliency through that, many of them doing all of their services, whether it was a loan closing or other related paperwork, through a drive-thru. And they met their member needs, and it's that kind of resiliency we would love to see reflected maybe in some potential legislation going forward to clarify existing practices, to state existing practices, so that credit unions can be comfortable relying on that advice.
Hey, Brett, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Brett Thompson, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Credit Union League. In addition to his role at the league, he serves as the board chair of the Credit Union House in D.C. and serves on the boards of the National Credit Union Foundation. Up next, open records and the question about who has access to them. Do you? Well, we'll take a look at it as we continue your state capital report, and we invite you to join us. I'm Lee Rayburn. You're listening to The Morning Show.